This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We did a story yesterday, maybe it was Wednesday, I don't know, I lose track, about how a lot of us who are working from home are going to be working from home a lot longer. And while you maybe don't need office attire as much anymore, you got to wear something, which is, as we like to say on this program, a business opportunity. Case in point, Zara, the Spanish fast fashion retailer, just announced a new lingerie collection, which might be better described as stuff you'd wear to lounge around the house, loose-fitting cotton pajama pants and silk button-down shirts. And Kohl's says it's going to be launching an athleisure brand come the springtime. Evidence, as Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports, that retailers think casual is here to stay.
At the beginning of the pandemic, Dina Gashman was not exactly wearing her Sunday best. She has a toddler. He was out of school. She was trying to work.
Like, I probably had a robe on half the day and my hair was just a complete mess. And then I started to think, okay, it's going to make me feel better and it's going to be better for my sanity if I maybe put some mascara on or put on an actual outfit.
Eventually, Gashman, who lives in Austin, Texas, even bought some new clothes.
I got one pair of pants from Target that are very soft, comfortable cargo type pants that I could probably sleep in, but then I could also wear with heels.
I'm sorry. Heels? What are those again? But that right there, that is the sweet spot retailers are aiming for. Clothes that are comfortable, but don't make you feel like you've completely let yourself go. Bronwyn Cosgrave, who hosts the fashion podcast A Different Tweed, says there's a particular consumer these retailers are targeting.
A woman who did get dressed up to go to the office and doesn't want to lose that aspect.
And Cosgrave says buying lingerie and athleisure is becoming a form of retail therapy for many women.
It is an affordable luxury. It's an impulse buy that's not going to dent one's mortgage payments or car payments.
In recessions past, women bought lipstick instead. But, you know, lipstick and masks, not the best combination. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.